And you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
That took place. Not only did it have a physical impact, but COVID had a psychological impact as well. Because now we are no longer gathering as a congregation. We are separated because we've been away from the church far too long. You've heard me say it is the more we stay away from church, the easier it becomes. I'm a living witness of that because I never went to church during football season when I was in Dallas, tell the truth. And I only went to church when football season was over. But many churches today are forced to cut costs, and this will hurt ministries within the church. When we begin to cut ministries, my brothers and sisters, we start to cut at the very core or the very foundation God established. For Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. He is in the building process. Can I share something with you? It ain't about this building. It's about what's inside the building. He's building a people. He's building a people that will know his word, that will be able to deliver his word to those who are hungry for the word. But we have to have resources. As believers, we know that God is a giving God. And how do we know this? I'm glad you asked. We know this because God gave this world a love gift. Everybody know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God is a giving God. And if God gave us his son, there is an expectation that we emulate the one who we ascribe to be like. And if we ascribe to be like him, then we should be giving to others. Antioch. In John 3:16, God did not exclude anyone in his love. There's something systemically wrong with a nation and a people that we're separated, and we're fighting because of our skin color, we're separated because of economic conditions, or we're separated because some people don't look like us and act like us. We are separated. But God is an inclusive God. And when I say that, when I see what God is up to, I said all that to say this. The same way that God gave his only begotten son to us is the same way we should be towards him. Giving. I have often questioned why when we speak on giving, we get quiet. If we examine ourselves as individuals within the church, are we giving our best to the Lord? That's an individual thing. Pastor will never tell you what you should give. Pastor will never ask you for your income tax statement. I will never ask you to prove what your salary is. I will never tell you what your obligation is to the Lord. The pastor will never tell you that, because I know the one who knows what your income is the one who's over your income. And he has placed it on your heart, our heart, to give according to the blessing that he has blessed us with. My brothers and sisters, God expects us to give. If we examine ourselves as individuals within the church, we're giving our best. For God gave us his best. And we know that God has rules, and as believers, we should know that our responsibility should be towards, what our responsibility should be towards him. For God, who owns all things, are willing to see if we will be faithful to obey. Willing to obey was the first established in the Garden of Eden when God told Adam not to eat of the tree of knowledge and of good and evil. And when they disobeyed, a penalty was imposed upon them. What I have discovered about God is that God is faithful to his word. He will not alter it. God gave Adam everything he created. Think about that. Everything in this world was given to one man, and he told him to have dominion, power, authority over everything that God created by a spoken word. And yet, man could not obey God's word. Antioch. The word giving is defined as to grant or to bestow by formal requests or formal actions. What action have we as believers taken this year that God will honor? And is God pleased with the action that I have rendered concerning the things of God? What action? And is God pleased with the action I have rendered concerning the things he has given us? I have been faithful, and have we been faithful to the things he has given us? For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Your faithfulness in giving will be the substance of the things hoped for. I just mentioned to you that the Lord placed on my heart to put a marquee out there, and I'm sure when I said that, it must have rattled some folks, because we've already done something enough. But can we ever do enough for God? Isn't it amazing how a man just approached me out of the blue that hadn't been here but knew we were trying to do something, came to me and said, when you do that, let me know because I want to help you. Now you know why I'm crazy with God, why I do things that God asks me to do, because he asks us to do things by faith. Step out on unknown things, and God, who can supply all of the things and manifest it. And when you start seeing what God is up to and what God can do, you are crazy for God. And I'm crazy for God because I step out, and we should all be stepping out. Because God asks us to believe by faith in things that are not seen. But we keep holding on to the physical, the tangibles. And God says, that's not faith. My brothers and sisters, when we look at what God is up to, he sees what's in our hand. Secondly, then, have I been committed to do my very best despite the obstacles ahead of me? Maybe you committed to do $100 a month. Maybe something happened and I can't pay my tithe this month, and so I'm going to cut God a little corner and give him 50. Is that faith? When obstacles come, maybe the Lord is simply saying, I want to see if you're willing to step out on the unknown to see if my word will supply you. Are we committed to do our very best despite obstacles ahead of us? And then finally, are we consistent in my giving? Not just when I have an abundance. We're going to get a little rebate, and, you know, that man did shoot us a little something under the table, but he's got a whole lot. And I'm going to leave that alone. But he's getting a whole lot giving you crumbs under the table. Are we consistent in our giving? Not just when I have an overabundance. For our faithfulness in giving is when we give despite of our circumstances. Antioch, when we are committed to giving, it sends a message that our faith is at work. It states that we are trusting and believing in what God has said. Am I consistent in? Am I giving what is his? Malachi said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there shall be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Whenever the scripture is read, it makes us reflect on what we are giving the Lord. And the reason for this is because it speaks to our heart. For my heart reveals everything concerning my giving. Now, I must have to admit, I've always had a really decent job. I worked for P&G, and I made a lot of money over the years. But in my earlier years, I can honestly say I was making $400 a week, and I was giving the Lord $25 a month, not a week. And it was only when I became a Baptist that I realized what tithing really was. I was robbing God. $400 and I gave him $25. How many times have we robbed God? Pastor, tithing is under the old covenant. We're under grace and mercy. You're right. But do you want an Old Testament or do you want grace and mercy? When we think about what the Lord is doing, we try to decide how much we're going to give. When the Lord says, give me a percentage, 10%, that's under the law. Then why are you still living under the law? Or are you living under grace? You cannot have it both ways. My brothers and sisters, are we going to give God our best? Because this is of the heart. 2 Corinthians 9:6 and 7, New Testament. Paul says, But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, accordingly as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. I shared all along, it's about the heart. That phrase, reap sparingly, has reference to the law of the harvest in Proverbs 19 and 17, where it says, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given, he will pay him again. New Testament.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Thank you, God, for giving us our identity in you. We can know who we are because we know whose we are. And we don't have to work for your approval. You've called us by name.
You could have chose someone else to love you. You could have chose someone else to even serve. chose.